Hello and welcome to AHR's weekly market update podcast, brought to you by our Chief Investment Officer, Ian Ramsey.
Welcome to this week's AHR market review for the week ending 21st of April 2024. Stock markets suffered their third straight week of losses amid concerns about Middle East tensions and the likelihood of US interest rates staying higher for longer. Big tech companies were among the hardest hit, with valuations in the space extremely sensitive to changing rate expectations. The technology sector was further pressured by ASML, a key supplier in advanced chip making, which reported first quarter revenues below expectations. This dampened the outlook for firms generating income from artificial intelligence, going into a big week of earnings announcements from big tech. In economic news, robust figures from the US Commerce Department indicated that retail sales in March surged by 0.7%, significantly exceeding the expected 0.3% and up from a revised 0.9% increase in February. This was partly driven by higher fuel prices, although the gains were widespread, including in sectors such as dining and online retail. These strong economic indicators have led to concerns that the Federal Reserve might delay cutting interest rates until later in the year or even into 2025. In the UK, consumer price inflation dropped to 3.2% in March, the lowest in 2.5 years, but slightly less than analysts had anticipated. Higher prices in fuel and communications played a role in this modest decline, and the closely watched services inflation rate slightly decreased to 6% from 6.1%. China reported a better-than-expected 5.3% economic growth for the first quarter of 2024, bolstered by a 6.1% increase in industrial output. However, retail sales slowed in March and cement production dropped sharply, underscoring persistent challenges in the property sector. US stock indices fell by 3% over the week, with technology stocks particularly affected, dropping by 5.5% as investors readjusted their rate expectations. European and UK markets also saw declines, although they were less affected by rate sensitivity, dropping just over 1%. Alongside this, Japanese stocks plunged by more than 6%, even as the yen hit a 30-year low against the US dollar. Chinese stocks, however, gained over 1.5% following the positive economic news. Yields of US government bonds rose for the third week in a row as investors continued to rein in their expectations for near-term interest rate cuts. The yield of the 10-year US Treasury bond closed at 4.61% on Friday, with the 2-year bond finishing at 4.98%. European government bond yields also rose over the week as, more broadly, rate-sensitive areas of the fixed income markets experienced the biggest moves. Oil prices experienced volatility, with US crude briefly topping $85 per barrel due to the tensions between Israel and Iran. Prices fell back to around $83 by the end of the week, marking a decline of about 3%. That's all for this week's AHR Weekly Podcast. Thank you for listening, and for further investment insights, head over to ahrprivatewealth.com.